Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Vav and Parak Hey Mishnah Zayin. Like we've discussed in a bunch of contexts until now, when it comes to Kilayim, even though the Isser of Kilayim really is when these two different types of crops are mixed together, we're about to see in the next two Mishnayos that it's really only true that there's such an Isser when you do it intentionally, when you want these different crops to be mixed together. But if you're unaware of the mixture, or if you certainly don't want the mixture, then there's really no Isser. Once you find out about it, you have to separate it. But normally, if you were to, let's say, do it intentionally, then you would need to burn both the crops that are mixed together. But if it's unintentional, if you don't realize what's happening, then you wouldn't have to. You'd have to uproot it, but you wouldn't have to get rid of them, and you wouldn't have to burn them. Says the Mishnah, Haroa Yarok Bekerem Va'amar. If a person sees a vegetable in his vineyard, and again, it's too close, you have the vegetables mixed in with the vines of the vineyard, that's a problem. Va'amar, and he says, Kishe Agia Lo Alak Tenu. When I get there, I'm going to go to the vineyard, and when I go there, I'm going to pick it up, I'm going to gather the vegetables and take them away. Mutter, says the Mishnah. It's mutter then, to eat the plants, to eat the vines, it's all totally permissible, because again, you didn't realize that it was there until you just see it now. You see it starts growing by itself. Sometimes things start growing by themselves. So then, if you're not aware of it until that point, it's mutter, but again, as the Bartanura points out, you're going to separate them and pick this vegetable at the earliest opportunity that you have. However, says the Mishnah, if a person says kishe echzor alaktenu, I'm passing by the karam. Right now I'm passing by the vineyard. When I come back, then I'll pick it up. But I'll pick it up later. You're delaying. You're being lazy, as the Bartanura says. Im hosif b'masayim. Usher says the Mishnah, anything that's going to, let's say it's going to, the vegetable that's planted there is going to add, it's going to grow 1/200th of its growth. Usher, it's all completely usher. You have to get rid of it, and you're not allowed to eat it, because again, you're wasting time. Whatever's being added, you really should never have grown, because you should have uprooted it. You should have gotten rid of it. You should have picked it at the earliest opportunity to do so. Not simply, oh, now I'm going to go back and do it. Not going to work. Your first opportunity, you must get rid of it. Oh, like in the first case, he's like, when I get there, I'll do it. So even if it grows in between that time, it's fine, because you're not delaying, you're not being lazy. As soon as you get there, you'll uproot it. As soon as you get there, you will separate it, and therefore whatever grows in that time period is still permissible, is still allowed to be eaten. Now we're going to continue in the same vein with Parak Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Haya over Bekarim, if a person is passing by in his karam, in his vineyard, v'naflu m'menu ziram, and without realizing, certainly unintentionally, some seeds fell out of his pocket or fell out of his bag and started to take root. Oh, sheyatu im hazvalim, or they go out as you're fertilizing the ground. Also, seeds fall out into the ground when you're fertilizing. Oh, im hamaim, or when you're watering the various crops, seeds are going to fall out. Hazoreya v'siyarto aruach la'acharav, or there are seeds that are blowing in the wind. Again, unintentionally, the la'acharav, they're behind him. He doesn't see, doesn't realize what's happening there too. On all of these cases, as the Mishnah, mutter, these plants, these crops are mutter. Certainly, once you know what's happening, you have to uproot it, you have to get rid of these seeds. But as long as all of this was unintentional, which it was in all of these cases, there's no kavana, no intention to grow any of these seeds, to grow any of these kalayim, you're not allowed, you are rather are allowed to get hana. You can benefit from them as soon as you pick them, but you certainly would not have to burn them. Continues the Mishnah, however, siarto haruach lefanov. Let's say the wind blows them lefanov, in front of him. So he sees them happening. He sees the seeds being spread out by the wind. So Rabbi Akiva says, im asavim, if all that grows there is just grass, very low, right? It's when they first begin to sprout, they're still low, like grass. So says the Mishnah Yofach, you got to plow the whole field. It's too hard. It's not really feasible to pick up each individual kernel, each individual piece of grass, and therefore plow the whole field, get rid of it, and uproot it in that way. Ve'im aviv, but this is the second stage of how long it takes for grain to plant. V'imav, if it begins to sprout a little bit more, it's more than a little grass kernel, but it's still, you know, not fully a third of its growth. It's still not really full. So yinapets, then what do you got to do? You got to shake them off. You got to go to each one. You got to shake off all of these kernels, all of these seeds that were spread out by the wind, and you got to get rid of it in that way. And you got to bury them. Anything that was bad, you don't have to burn them, but you can't eat them because they were lafana. They were in front of you. You must bury them. And the third stage, v'imhi via dogam, but if they really become to be grain, and that's then becomes an iser da'arai, so then it's really prohibited on a Torah level, then tidalik, then it's also da'arai, so you got to burn them all. And even though it was done without kavana, it was done with your knowledge, with your awareness, and by you allowing it to still become grain, you have to burn them, you have to get rid of them, and you have to uproot them. You certainly can't eat any of them. Quick review, Perakei Mishnah Vav discussed the situation. Two situations. Number one, where a person sees a vegetable growing, and he says that as soon as I get to the vineyard, I will get rid of this other vegetable, and that the Mishnah said is permissible. You're allowed to then benefit from whatever grows, and therefore, you know, further on, because you're not being lazy, you're taking care of this, of separating the kilayim as soon as you become aware of the kilayim. And then the situation, though, is when he's passing by, he sees it as he's passing by, and he decides, you know what, I'll get to it later. And by you not taking care of it right away, you are allowing the kilayim to continue to grow, and therefore, all of the whatever is growing, whatever continues to grow, must be uprooted, must be burned, and certainly cannot be eaten. And then Perakei Mishnah Zayin discussed the situation where, number one, a person has no kavana, no intention, no knowledge of the seeds being spread, of the seeds growing. So we said, as long as there's no knowledge, then it's mutter. Once you become aware of this, of the seeds that either just fell, or the wind blew them, or what you're fertilizing or watering and so on, the seeds got there without your knowledge, without your kavana, without your intention, then it becomes mutter. Once you notice it, then you have to uproot it. But until then, it's mutter, and you wouldn't have to destroy them once you realize that you can just uproot them and then benefit from the plants. The only time there's an iser hana, the only time you're not allowed to benefit from the kilayim is when you're aware of it and you had kavana to create the kilayim. Then the question, though, is let's say you see it, and the wind blows it in front of you. So you see that the seeds grow, you see the grain growing. So Rabbi Kiva said that if it's the first stage, then you should just uproot and plow the whole field, because it's too hard at that point to take them separately. If it becomes to sprout in the second stage of its growth, then just shake it off, go to each one and shake them off, because then at that point you could do that. But if it becomes actual grain, then burn it all, because then it becomes an issur d'oraisa of kilayim, and once you allowed it to become that large, you must burn it all. Have a great day.